Thank you very much, dear Director Romsek. Dear journalists, I would like to take the opportunity to express our sincerest gratefulness and thanks on behalf of Europol. For us, it's very important that Slovenia is the now having the presidency and holding the presidency of the European Union has not only invited us for preparatory meetings in the last semester, and I have spent here some time also in the last semester 2017 in Slovenia, but has also started to have the first meeting now during the presidency by Slovenia. And it's not only in the format of the Police Chief Task Force, but in addition, Slovenia, of course, also holds the presidency in the Management Board of Europol, and we have prepared all the agenda items for the upcoming 6 months so far. In addition, it was an extremely important and relevant meeting for us, as one of the priorities which has been mentioned by Director Romsek is the involvement and the leading role of Slovenia in the fight against crime on the Western Balkans, which is also for Europol an area of priority, not only for organized crime, but at the same time also for terrorism. And so far we had some good opportunities to discuss yesterday evening during dinner, but also today in a very constructive, very friendly meeting, these issues with the colleagues from Slovenia, but also with the colleagues of the participating member states and from the Council Secretariat and from the Commission. As you may know, there will be a Southeast European OCTA, which will be drafted under the guidance of the Slovenian presidency by the SIGI Center in Bucharest, and Europol is very much involved in giving guidance and support for capacity building, for training, for implementing the necessary structures in the states, but also later on in the drafting of this report, which will perfectly follow the same procedure and the same methodology as it has been developed for the OCTA, which is drafted every year by Europol, and so far there will be a coherent product which can be amalgamated later on, if necessary, and if agreed so by the Council, with the Europol's OCTA. And so far we would also like to make more use of the liaison officers who have been sent by the various member states to the region, but also to the SIGI Center itself. The cooperation between Slovenia and Europol has been developed in the last year in a very, very good way. As you may know, Slovenia became a fully-fledged member of Europol in the autumn of 2004 after the first enlargement process. But Slovenia, of course, has been represented in Europol by a liaison desk and by a liaison officer prior to that date in order to prepare the enlargement, in order to prepare to become a fully-fledged member. And we have an excellent cooperation not only with the various people in the liaison desk of Slovenia in Europol, but also personally with Director Romsek, and I really appreciate that he and his staff members are very much encouraged and are very much supporting Europol, not only by being there in an office, but by providing us with relevant information of good quality in the adequate quantity, but also in time. All in all, I can say it was a pleasure for me to have been once again here in Ljubljana and to see the progress under the Slovenian presidency. And I wish all the good luck to Mr. Romsek and his team for the coming 6 months. Thank you very much.